I see all the people led into deception by the very men bound to care, blinded by the promises, unknowingly sold despair. So leave your herd of sheep and follow this shepherd to revolutionary ends. The world that you knew has changed around you. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. Are you ready for? Are you ready for? Are you ready for the revolution? Revolution. The revolution's now. It's happening all around you. If you cannot see, pull aside the curtain and see the war machine. It's time for you to rise up. Rise up and prepare. So arm your fellow man, 'cause it's become destructive to its own ends. The world that you knew has changed around you. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. Are you ready for? Are you ready for? Are you ready for the revolution? The revolution. Revolutions now. It's happening all around you. If you cannot see, pull aside the curtain and see the war machine. It's time for you to rise up. Rise up and prepare. So arm your fellow man, 'cause it's become destructive to its own ends. The world that you knew has changed around you. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. Are you ready for? Are you ready for? Are you ready for the revolution? Revolution. The revolution's now. It's happening all around you. If you cannot see, then pull aside the curtain and see the war machine. Time for you to rise up. Rise up and prepare. So arm your fellow man, 'cause they've become destructive to their own ends. The world that you knew has changed around you. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. Are they ready for? Are they ready for? Are they ready for? We the people. We the people.
And why has the data not been shared?
No, they didn't isolate as a virus.
That's the issue.
Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours.
Monday, November 8th, 2021. Thank you for joining me today. Sorry for the long opening that was not actually planned. Wait, that was supposed to be the end of the show today, but I'm glad actually that we played it at the beginning. I kind of confused what I was opening with because one, it's going to be a shorter show. I'm going to have to end probably within the next couple of hours. We'll see if I can get this all done in the right amount of time. But it's important to start with that mindset and see how really the breadth of that problem. I mean, it is, as I was going through that today, for those that were on the podcast, this was just a montage of one after the other, athletes collapsing, dying, heart attacks, unexplained reasons. Gee, what changed from last year to this year? Obviously, we all know what changed. It's just unbelievable to see. And we're going to go through quite a bit more today in regard to children specifically, all over the country, just collapsing with unexplained cardiac arrest or unexplained cardiac incidents. And that's the end of the story. Weeks later, oh, well, they just had a cardiac incident. You know, the six-year-old. Makes sense. It's unnerving. And of course, I paired that with my song today to start out, my recent song, Money Game, that I played at that recent rally. Because I felt that the song matched what was being showed quite a bit better than the original, but I want to make sure I give a shout out to the person who made the video, who is Jay Wilderness, I believe. Jay Wilderness, correct. And, you know, it's a good video, and the song's a little too lighthearted for me. So I just had to put something in there that was a little more on the nose about where we are. You know, I mean, that's what I feel like that's showing you. Like, are you ready to stop this now? That's what that feels like to me. But still a great shout out to this really good montage. And he does some other good montages and other work on this channel. So please give him a shout out and check it out. But it's an interesting, alarming reality that we are watching play out in front of us right now, where we are watching people collapse or die or not just cardiac arrest or myocarditis in every possible category. And we're acting like it's just normal. Now, before they would be like, well, COVID, whatever, just jam it and shoehorn into the COVID corner and say it's all over there in COVID. Well, now that people are all getting the injections in their categories that they are, well, they can't just be like, well, COVID, because that doesn't really explain why that means that thing works. So they just kind of start lumping different things into different categories. Pneumonia, before this, was clearly being just jammed into COVID-19. They still list it as PIC on their website, CDC, which stands for pneumonia, influenza, and COVID-19. It's a total number that they give you as COVID-19. It's easy to look up. But now, as the other side of this narrative unravels and continues forward, they're getting injections. Well, now suddenly there's all these pneumonia things happening. Look at this post-COVID pneumonia, and there's pneumonia this, pneumonia that. There's all this weird pneumonia breaking out. It's funny how pneumonia just became recognized again. Same with the flu. We're going to see that happen. Unless it gets couched into some other thing they're going to use to manipulate you. But that's how easy it is to play with those numbers. So we're going to talk about the collapsing athlete discussion today, primarily children as well as athletes, and kind of the overarching discussion of what that's showing you. And as you can imagine, points to discussions around myocarditis and whatever else. But there's also some very unnerving things going on that we're going to go over today that just continue to show you an inherent level of dishonesty. I continue to use the word sinister because it really feels that way. But for those that are just opening up to the fact that you're being deceived, whether it's 20 years ago to this day for all the beginning of this country or just starting with COVID-19, just see that there is a level of dishonesty. And you can even argue that it's because they think they're doing the greater good. You know, we're going to kill this one person to save those 20, whatever, which nobody should think is okay. But at the same time, even if you accept that, just be able to digest that you are being lied to by your government. Just, it's so obvious today. And on that note, actually, to start off with a shout out with my recent show with the Sunday Wire with Patrick Henningsen. I've really enjoyed speaking with him. I've loved their show, loved their work. And we have a lot of crossover, actually. We had a great conversation. They're discussing the Dark Winter Part 2 with Rick Munn before me, and it was a really interesting conversation. It just kind of shows you where this is all leading, and they have been telling you where it's going for quite a long time. But we also had a great conversation about a lot of different things, vaccine mandates, really worth your time. So please check it out. Just wanted to give them a shout out because they do great work. Now, we had a great interview. I had personally had a great interview with a nurse, Melanie Cungas, who was forced to resign despite a religious exemption. This is the place is literally called Catholic Charities New Hampshire. It's a nursing home essentially for retired nuns, basically. It's a huge facility, as I understand it. The point is that she was forced to resign because they said if you don't resign, as if it's your choice, but you're choosing to resign, if you don't do that, we will withhold your paid time off. And apparently it was just astronomical how much they got because they were, most of them were working like crazy. Remember, they were the heroes a moment ago because they were working their butts off because they were doing everything they were told to do. And then the moment things shifted, they were no longer heroes and now they're the bad unvaxxers. It's some of them anyway. The point is that she said, I have a religious exemption. I'm a Christian. I don't agree with any number of things. And she laid it all out there. The easiest of which is to point out that this starts in aborted fetal cells. Yes, they argue that it's not involved in the vaccine. Doesn't matter. If it's involved in the process, you have a right to have a say. You do anyway, by the way. As I said in the interview, if you have a right to object about lipstick that gets tested on puppy dogs, then you have a right to say no to this if it's anywhere in the process, but not in the COVID clown world. So she was sold, we're going to extort you. We're going to hold your money that you earned back until you do what we want. And then we're going to claim that's your choice. That's what happened. And then when she gave the religious exemption and said, well, no, I don't agree with this. They said, no joke. We do not believe you. So you work at Catholic Charities New Hampshire. We hired you because of that, right? Because the faith is a huge part of her life, likely for everybody that works there. And then they fire her or they force her to resign saying, we literally think your faith is not a sincerely held belief. That's literally, you could take a picture of that and put it under the subjective in the dictionary. They are choosing to make their choice about what she believes and using that to dictate or control her life. It makes me sick. She has a family. She cares about, I could go on this forever. Please watch the interview because it is emotional and it is unbelievable that people are being put in this position. And also just to kind of make the point that I wish I would have seen before the interview, here's the Washington Post. The day I did this interview, this came out on the Washington Post. People lie about their religious objections. And look in quotes, literally in quotes, people lie about their religious objections to vaccines, proving it is hard. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We feel for you, Washington Post, and all of you religious objection deniers. It must be so tough to discount people's religious beliefs and be the arbiter of reality for what they actually think. God, that must be tough. We feel for you. This is disgusting. This is like, I guess maybe like victim shaming in a weird abstract way. You're basically making the person who is attacking the people standing up for what they believe in out to be the one being attacked. Pretty typical of what's going on today. This is disgusting. And it's pretty typical of the Washington Post and New York Times and the rest of the garbage media out there. People lie about, you know what, Washington Post? People lie about insert whatever you want. People lie about everything. People lie about tables. People lie about windows. It doesn't mean you could just go, that one might be. You can't then assume that anybody who has a religious objection is then suddenly possibly lying. You mean possibly. I should have said that better. But the bottom line is you don't have the right to say you don't believe that. That's never been what we believe in this country. And it's never been what people believe anywhere for that matter. As somebody points out, interestingly, in a contrast, are we going to pretend that it's okay for our government or any level of any institution to suddenly say you as a Muslim don't actually believe in your God? You as a Jewish person don't believe in your God? I bet you that's not even happening because it's interesting how it's centered around Christians in this conversation. Now, I'm not trying to make a political point there. I'm just pointing out a fact. You guys can look at this for yourselves. I think it's because predominantly it's Christians in this country, at least in regard to, I guess, I take that back. I don't even know if that's accurate anymore. It used to be. But at the bottom line, I don't see that happening in those circles. Prove me wrong. I'd like to see it. But this is unreal. I don't want to see it anywhere. So that's not confused. This is a very, very bad thing that they're doing and they're manipulating people. Now, one last point before we jump into the opening discussion, which is about fact checking for the most part. This is something that bothered me. Statement by Donald Trump. Get out and vote. I'm not going to read the statement. That's basically the gist of what they're doing. Get out there and vote. So people that are supporting Donald Trump are urging you to get out there and vote again, right? Because why not, right? So everything was apparently stolen from him, right? Which, by the way, I don't even disagree with. But you see, I stand back from the real perspective, and not, I shouldn't say that, but the non-two-party illusion perspective, and realize that they all do it on all sides, and they always have. And I've been proving that for 10 years. I was talking about the elections being stolen back in 2012 and before that. The Clint Kurz standing up in front of Congress and saying, yeah, they stole this and they paid me to do it and nobody did anything about it. They used the same Diebold machines in the very next election. They used them in 2016. They used them in the next one after that. It's ongoing. But of course, right now it's only Biden everything. And before that it was Trump everything. No, it's your government everything. We need to stop being childish, guys. The two-party illusion will be the end of us. But the point is that, of course, so you, whether you think it was all encompassing or not, he was stolen from, the election was stolen. That's what most people think that believe in Trump. I think it's more mixed bag, but there was manipulation for sure. Yet right now, get out there and do it all over again. Cause that makes sense, right? So has anything changed? Did they change the system since then? No. In fact, all they can do is point out that it's still broken. I agree with that. So then why exactly would you, it doesn't make sense. Now, I've always argued that local small elections are far much more realistic, but that's not what we're really talking about here, are we? But it says, but why would any Trump supporter pretend like it makes sense to get out and vote right now? I said, none of them are on your side, guys. Two-party illusion. We got to start seeing past this. It's just time. It's so obvious. Now, fact checks. I want to first make a correction here. Somebody pointed out, and I think there was something else that I made a mistake on in a previous show that I just, after everything that's been happening, I had family in town and there was another interview and I just kind of lost one of them. I was trying to figure it out today and I couldn't remember, but here's one of them anyway, in the interest of correcting the record. I was reading this in one of these past shows and I was discussing an 11 and a 10 year old, but it actually turns out that they said a year 11 and year 10, which by the way, actually makes my point all the better, all the more specific. Clear, because they were 16 and 17, I believe, which made it far, far more likely that they had already been injected. So just to add to that, so just, it's always good to try to correct the record to make sure that we do swing back and correct these things when there's minor mistakes made. So for those in the podcast, it's not much of a difference, but it just simply was important to point out that the ages were incorrect. If somebody remembers what I made a mistake on in the past, let me know. I'm always happy to correct these things. When you speak off the cuff for 4 hours, you tend to make a few mistakes here and there. And that's just the way it is. But that's why it's always about you doing your own due diligence. Always. I'm just here to help you guys see what's there the best I can. And sometimes you guys help me see what's there. That's what it's all about. Now, here's another correction. Or, I mean, I shouldn't even say that, at least it seems that way to me. But I want to make a point about how things that associate with what we think is happening spread much faster than the facts. Now, this is in no way meant to be a negative against this person, because all he's pointing out is, you know, what's going on here, showing an image that they found that's circulating. I looked into it. Didn't take me very long to find this image that was exactly the same image. Same guy sitting right next to it, right? You can see that it's the same image. And this image for the podcast that he says, what on earth is going on here, says, don't forget to donate your children's organs. Which at first I saw and was like, what? Like, how would that even make sense? They don't have driver's licenses. So I'm thinking, okay, well, it certainly wouldn't surprise me with all the weirdness going on today, but let's take a look. And I was able to find this image, and it is very clearly the exact same image. Now, is it possible that this is small? Yes, it's possible. But what I want us to think about is how obviously that this, with 7.5 thousand likes and 4,000 retweets, will share like wildfire before we even find out if it's true. We need to be better than that, guys. We need to do our due diligence. Otherwise, this is exactly what they point to and say, look at that, whether it's left or right, or just the government and the people. And they say, look at, there they are doing things that we know they do. So we need to think for them, right? Paternalism, right? The government comes in and does what's good for you because they know better. Now, jumping over, I got about 45 minutes. I'm going to try to do this quickly. I just realized that I'm taking way too long here and I forgot I'm on a short time frame. Oh, and on that note, the reason I'm sort of rushing today is because I'm going to be on the Tinfoil Hat podcast in about 45 minutes. And I'm excited to talk with them. I love speaking with them. And I love the kind of conversations they have. So bringing this into fact checking and trying to get this done quickly. I think this is an interesting point to make on that same note, even though, just like there are people like, I mean, anybody out there that Mike, I've made plenty of mistakes in this process where I think something's real or I don't vet it fully enough. I mean, we've all done that. The media does, mainstream, or rather corporate media, does it 30 times a day. So let's not pretend like that's not just human nature. But as long as you correct things and do your best to be objective and let people see the source material, look at your math, then it's all good. But We do that. People do that. But here is my report about the CEO, Pfizer CEO being fired discussion, which, by the way, was very clearly not backed up by anything valid. There was nothing, unless it was some massive complete cover up and I wasn't able to find. Even then, even if that's the case, I still found no proof or evidence even to go one way or the other. Doesn't seem like anything was arrested. He was doing interviews, blah, blah, blah. Is it possible it was all manipulated? Yes, of course. But as I put in my title, claims of Pfizer CEO being arrested, which, by the way, seemed to be not true to me, likely designed to hide the British Medical Journal whistleblower, which was about Pfizer lying and manipulating their data. Okay, so that story got completely buried by what they said was fake news about this guy. That wasn't by accident, guys, because all the people that would share something like this without looking and checking are the very people that saw this and said, we knew it. Good. He's gone. He's arrested. And then when somebody came around and said, no, it doesn't look like it's true, they go, oh, you're shilling for the media. We need to be smarter than this. Here's the best part about this. Lead Stories, which you all remember, is one of these fact checkers, Facebook fact checkers, right? So my title literally says claims of Pfizer CEO being arrested, likely designed to hide this. Which very clearly suggests, and if you listen to the first 10 seconds, suggests that it's not what was happening. But here is the fact checker going, nope, just fake claims. You just can't make this up. The fact checker not checking their facts. This is a fact checker literally not doing their due diligence. And on top of that, not even fully comprehending the title. Going, oh, Pfizer CEO, picture CEO, oh, fake news. And just falling all over themselves to go, no, fake, look at my thing. God, that's fantastic. I mean, it just embodies everything that's wrong with the fact checkers, or it's just politics. These people have an agenda. They believe that they're right, maybe, or they don't care. And they're just jamming this stuff in wherever they think it fits. And this is not, I am over here saying, look, that's not real. It's hilarious. And I'm not even going to show you what I said to it. I read in there. I make fun of them 1,000 different ways. But this person's comment said it all. Part of Facebook fact check program. The dumbest people on earth need a 40 IQ idiot like you to misread a title and then tell them what it says and what to think. You literally are an insult to human intelligence, profiting off popularizing the end of logic and critical analysis. John, well done. It's just so funny to me. Oh, I love it. Lead Stories. You guys are ridiculous. All the rest of them are as well. But here's things that show you the reality. There's a lot of this happening, guys. Here's Alyssa Milano putting out I'm surprised she didn't delete it, a poll. Almost 200,000 people chimed in. You realize it's a poll on her feed. It's her feed. That means it's predominantly seen by people that are supportive of her mindset. That's how social media works. Will you be vaccinating your 5 to 11-year-olds? 92% said never. The other choices were when it's mandated or right away. 92% of people on her feed, so it could be people like us as well, but you have to at least some of them, 92% said never. As I said, guys, we need to see this. This is an illusion perpetuated by the corporate media. This whole thing, social media manipulation. You are the majority. Stand the hell up. We need to see this. If that's what she gets on her poll, you are the majority, guys. Time to see that. And saying it, oh, crap, I just closed that. I've been saying that for so long before COVID ever came around. Now, Thomas Massie said some really great things recently. As always, I'm never one to fall in with any politician actually being on your side, but he's been saying some great things. I always point out, whoever says them. Anyone who believes a U.S. president can unilaterally impose a medical treatment on all Americans as a condition of employment is constitutionally illiterate and morally bankrupt. I mean, I want to get that tattooed on my back. That's perfect. That's exactly what we should be thinking. And anybody honest can agree with that. And he also said, we're 18 months, 2 presidents, $5 trillion, more than that, by the way, 3 jabs and a shredded constitution into slowing the spread. How's that working out for everybody? Now, on a little bit of good news, U.S. Federal Appeals Court freezes Biden's vaccine rule for companies. Now, we talked about this before where they were looking into it, and now they apparently froze it. But the problem here, and this is on the 8th, this was today, is that this, as I said the whole time, this doesn't really change anything. Remember that this was already happening long before this weird kind of like OSHA / Biden quasi-mandate argument for 100 or more employees. It's already going on. These businesses have already been given the green light, whether or not this rule's in place. And we've all seen that. Anybody that was willing to go along with this has already jumped into it with both feet. So this is just kind of this weird, this to me is partisan manipulation to make you think it's only Biden or his date. And once that date passes, this no, it's already going on. It started during Trump's administration. It happened all throughout that. And it's continuing on the whole process. Biden picked up where Trump left off. The argument that it wouldn't be as bad without with Trump here, it's just childish to think that because he set the building blocks for Biden to stand on to build the next steps. It's very clear whether Trump was aware of that or not. It's time to wake up to these obvious realities, guys. And I'm not speaking to you guys in the chat because I know most of you here know that already, but it's that one person that's tuning in today. Now, I want to show you this, and then we're going to basically finish with the children, adults, concern, you know, collapsing part of the show. But this is just something I think we need to watch to understand how irrational people are today, how irrational people have gotten because of the media and the government. I mean, I guess I should give you a little setup. So this is a woman who is sitting next to somebody who is, I guess, admitted or she asked and he told her is not vaccinated. Okay, so she loses her mind, loses it, and such everything, brings them in and says, you need to move him now. Like she has control of everything because virus, right? These people think that, right? You have no right to infringe on my rights of not getting sick. Like, that's the stupidest thing you could ever say, because that doesn't even make sense. But these people don't understand that. They've been listening to Biden and Kamala, and they think that makes sense.
Okay, Matt, this is a full. I can't move anyone.
Do you want to call cops? Do you want to lose your job?
Wow.
Because right now you're violating my rights as a citizen, as a human being. You're intentionally putting me in danger.
Okay, so how in the world is anybody violating her rights? Like, this is a fundamental misunderstanding of what rights she thinks she has. That's what Thomas Massie was just pointing out. You are constitutionally illiterate.
Do not wish anyone to be. I can't move him. I don't want to sit there. Do you want me to call the cops? Because I will. I'll call them right now.
They can't move people because they don't want to sit
there. He's violating our rights and our safety. I asked him for his vaccine card, and he doesn't have one because he's not vaccinated.
You see the hate with which she said, like, not vaccinated, like spitting that at him. Like, did you ask whether or not he could be? Maybe he's got natural immunity. Maybe, you know, maybe he just doesn't want to, and you're crazy, right? There's a lot of things that should be discussed right there, but the craziest part to me is that she feels that she's justified. You don't do something like this if you don't feel you're in the right. And that in and of itself is alarming, scary.
You have to have a mask and be vaccinated.
You're not
wearing
the mask.
I'm not wearing a mask because I'm
Oh, you disgusting, ridiculous hypocrite. You have to wear a mask and be vaccinated, except I don't have to because I have asthma. Well, if that person said they had asthma, you'd probably call them a liar. These people are, this is like clownishly ridiculous, but this is real life.
Vaccinated to protect them. You're intentionally putting my health at risk right now.
If you wish to be on this flight, I need you to take a seat. Okay, that is a secret paid for, and it's the only one.
I know the law. You're violating the law right now. You're completely breaking the law. You have to find me another
wow.
seat. It's not the law to be vaccinated to come on this flight. You can't make me breathe his oxygen because he's not vaccinated. You're not listening to me.
If you wish to be on this flight, I need you to take your seat.
I'm not okay? sitting there. You're putting my life in danger right now. I cannot be made to breathe his oxygen. That's not fair.
This is the seat you paid for.
Do you want me to see my children? Yes.
Good God. I mean, on top of all of that, like, realize the main point is that, well, she can still spread it. All of them can still spread it. They can all still catch it. In fact, all the ones on the plane that are currently injected all have a higher viral load that they can spread. 5 to 6 times more, as we've seen, or 4 to 5 times more. That's all peer-reviewed science. And on top of that, the people with natural immunity have, I mean, on and on. You've heard me say it a million times. The fact that she argues that that person is putting her at risk more so than anybody else is just ignorant of the facts.
I don't want to sit there. He's not vaccinated. You're intentionally putting my life in danger.
I'm not
going to
sit there.
No, I'm not sitting there. How many times do I have to say this?
I know how challenging Eric Trump was.
But there will be no discrimination on my
part. It's not discrimination.
Vaccinated or unvaccinated, we should respect each other.
Yes.
And as it seems, you have trouble doing that.
Please.
Exit the airport.
And you know what's interesting to me right now that I'm only just now like think like this appears to be valid. Like I've seen this, but with the music behind it, it almost makes it seem fake. It certainly could be, but nonetheless, it adds an interesting, this is happening all over the place. It just felt, it feels very staged, doesn't it? It just something about this feels like it's the music behind it that makes it feel that way, most likely. But it's really, really ridiculous that this is happening all over the place, that people are doing things like this, right? I mean, it's everywhere. And we've seen plenty of things like that. But I'm sure we'll find out as things go forward. But what's interesting, you know, what's even more interesting is if this is something that people put together, that think about the effort, the time, and the money. Anyway, just speaking to that same point, guys, there are people that will do things like this, like take the time to do this for what reason? Who knows? Just make up things to manipulate people. But this is happening very clearly all over the place. But we don't have those kind of pilots because my point would be if that did happen, they would be fired. Interesting. But bringing this over into what we are seeing, which is children and athletes continuing to collapse all over the place. Now, I'm going to go through this reasonably quick. The bottom line is teenagers among 8 dead at Houston Astro World Festival concert crash. And we've all seen this. This has been all around. I've seen this last so many days. Everyone's been asking me to look into it, and I did. And it's quite obvious that there's something not right about this. And there's 1,000 reasons why that stands out. Nobody should be able to tell you, they can prove to you what actually happened here, because nobody can. It's very clear that it's opaque on purpose. But here's the bottom line. Apparently, this huge concert, everybody had to be checked to get in, vaccinated, tested, whatever. And of course, we have all these people, or I believe it was actually vaccinated entirely. People then had this moment where there was rushing the stage, and they claimed right out of the gate that that's all that happened. They rushed the stage and 8 people died. And I was like, well, that's ridiculous. And then more started to trickle out. Uh-oh, wait, police investigate reports of people being secretly injected with drugs. Well, that's a little self-serving, isn't it? Well, it certainly could be the case. But when you get into the data and what it shows you, it aligns perfectly with what we're seeing everywhere else. 8 people were killed and dozens injured in a crowd surge at a music festival. Right? That's even how they're framing it still. Crowd surge in what the city's mayor called a tragedy on different levels. He said the dead ranged in age from 14 to 27. Interesting, right? Even though I guarantee there was a lot of adults there too. Weird how it only seems centered around the people that seem to be having the focus of heart problems. Now it says 13 of 25 have been taken to the hospital and were still in care. 5 of them under the age of 18. It's interesting how this has been happening for a couple of days, and yet all we still get is like, we don't know. Well, doesn't that seem to correlate with how we keep seeing the investigations of the after injection side effects, where they go, well, we don't know for sure because we can't prove it, because it's almost impossible to prove a vaccine caused these things, which is what any number of experts have told you. And they end up going, we don't know. So they just say it didn't happen. Turner said it was too early to draw conclusions about what went wrong. They said, quote, it may well be that this tragedy is a result of unpredictable events and circumstances coming together that couldn't possibly have been avoided. Oh, really? Like, how could you even make a dumb statement like that? Even the argument that the crowd rushed and fell all over each other. Well, you could manage that better, but I don't think that's what happened. Of circumstances coming together that couldn't have been avoided. But until we determine that, I'll ask the tough questions, he says. The surge toward the stage at the Astro World Festival occurred just after 9 p.m. after rapper Travis Scott was performing. Fire chief said crowd movements caused the panic and injuries. Period. So we have people that are like that. These statements are still being made. He said that the crowd movement caused panic and injuries. Then people began to fall out, become unconscious, and it created additional panic. These are 2 separate things. Are we really going to pretend that 8 people just happened to pass out because of this? Well, that's when they get into the second part and say, well, there was some weird stuff happening. But look at the ages. 14, 16, 21, 21, 23, 23, 27. You seeing a correlation here? Yeah, and it just breaks your heart. Exactly. Police have opened a criminal investigation, saying that a lot of narratives out there right now about alleged criminal behavior among festival goers, and make sure that we follow the facts and evidence, and that's what we're going to try to do here. So you'd think he's going to be like, let's not speculate. But then I'm going to speculate. I will tell you one of the narratives was that some individuals were injecting others with drugs. So he makes a point to be like, let's not speculate, right? Let's not assume we know. There's a lot of narratives, so let's not guess. But here's the one we want you to think. That's ridiculous. You know what that is? Acting like we don't want to guess, but then let me guess for you and let you know what we want you to think. People were being injected with secret drugs, and that's what happened. Quote, we do have a report of a security officer, according to the medical staff, so a secondhand report, that was out and treated him last night, that he was reaching over to restrain a citizen and he felt a prick in his neck. When he was examined, he went unconscious. They administered Narcan. He was revived, and the medical staff did notice a prick that was similar to a prick that you would get if somebody is trying to inject. Now, remember, I'm going to look into this more, but Narcan is something that you give somebody when they're having basically an overdose. So you could argue that that would have a similar effect as somebody that was having some sort of a cardiac arrest. Now, I'm going to look into that further. I'm not a doctor, but that is interesting to me, especially since there's correlation with that, with the companies behind it and on and on. But if there was one person being secretly injected with something, that could happen. But how about we prove that first? But then why would we have people sporadically throughout the concert at different times having this kind of thing happen? It just doesn't really add up. Could happen, sure. But it says, within the first 30 seconds of the first song, people began to drown in other people. This is a person saying this. The rush of people became tighter and tighter. Breathing became something only a few were capable of. The rest were crushed and unable to breathe. So what caused this? A concert that was happening and people rushed forward? Doesn't that happen on every concert ever? What happened was people started to die. People started to have collapsing cardiac arrest and events and fall out. And well, you could argue it was because of something they were injected with or not. Then it seemed people started to get freaked out. But they're trying to overlap these things. And these are reports that I'm getting from people that I'm talking to. Officials transported 17 people to the hospital, including 11 in cardiac arrest. 11 in cardiac arrest. But we're going to pretend that this is drugs being injected into people. Like, why would they all immediately have cardiac arrest? And wouldn't they very quickly be able to tell whether it was drugs they were injected with? It's been 2 days now. Where are the reports from the guy you said was passing out? None of this adds up, except when you ask yourself what else could be causing this. Now, this is just my opinion, guys. What in the world happened, as Ollie points out, at this event? I'm not buying the people rushed the stage and were trampled story, which is, by the way, what they sold you this as right out of the gate, without any question. 8 dead, 25 hospitalized, 11 were cardiac arrest because they rushed the stage. Side note, fully vaccinated or proof of negative test to enter. Okay, so it was negative test as well. And I just want to make you see this. This is their update as of today, saying Houston PD did confirm that we've been told that there was at least one person injected with something via needle, and there may have been others. So they are confirming for you that they were told that somebody happened. This is not a joke. The medical staff are the ones telling them this. We just told you that. The medical staff heard from one of the security guards who apparently nobody's tried to talk to, at least that I can find. So now they're confirming that they were told about somebody they were told about. Good stuff. Either way, I don't know how that possibly explains what I'm about to show you. Finner also said some people have been trampled. So it appears there were a mix of reasons why they were injured or passing out, and perhaps why some died. 8 people died. Autopsy's underway. Here's what we're going to look at. Oh, I wanted to show you this too. Also, and I keep telling you, they're acting like we shouldn't be speculating, but let's make sure you know that the prick in the neck discussion is what we keep right there. Prick in the neck, right? That's what he's doing right there. For those on the podcast, he's just pointing to his neck on a video. Why, if you don't want to speculate, is that the one narrative you keep floating out there? Because you're trying to hide the possible injection discussion. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? Do not believe mainstream media narrative either, JS points out. They will have you believe that this is just a people crushed at a Travis concert and people always get trampled. This is incorrect. Does this kid look like he's being crushed in a mosh? Check this out. This stuff is really crazy to me. Look at this. Okay, that is a seizure. That's exactly what we've been seeing. Now, look, could that be caused by some kind of drug injected in his neck? Well, sure, especially since we don't even know what it could be. That's a pretty nice self-serving narrative, right? It could be anything. Could be that they secretly injected him with the vaccine, right? That would be exactly what it looks like. Nonetheless, he's having all the same symptoms of people we see after having an adverse event or a side effect of the injection. Seizure, cardiac arrest, everything. Look at that. I mean, guys, this is not. And do you see people rushing the crowd, rushing the stage? Does it look like people are overwhelmed and jammed together? Not really, does it? Not to say that that's not somewhere, but this kid was not the result of some kind of rushing issue. Disgusting that they're just acting like, look, I'm not even trying to say that we could say for sure that it is because of the injections, but how about we just note, how about we all stand and take a step back and realize how crazy obvious it is that they don't even want to consider the possibility, even as they admit that these things are possible. Travis Scott looking down on the dying and singing dead. This is pretty weird, by the way. There's a lot of conversations about what people think this might have been. I'll let you guys think that on that for yourself. But what's weird is that he is doing this weird thing, and he seems to be staring right at what's happening. Seems very strange to me. Yeah, that's real normal, isn't it? Real normal. I don't see a mosh pit or rushing the stage there. Do you? Two Astroworld attendees desperately try to resuscitate fellow attendees as Travis Scott continues performing. That is crazy. That is straight up CPR. It just breaks my heart that people are ignoring this stuff. Now, despite this and despite everything else we're going to see next, UK travelers who refuse COVID booster jabs are now potentially facing travel restrictions. This is one of those sad I told you so moments, right? You're about to get pushed into the position where, and this is the first step. Well, you're going to have to test now. And then eventually it's going to become, well, you have to get it or you will be quarantined. Ministers have drawn up plans to bring back quarantine and testing for travelers who refuse to take the jab. It has been reported. The third jab could become a requirement to avoid travel restrictions, and then it will become a requirement to get on the bus, then it will become a requirement to go into the restaurant, then it will just become a requirement. Exactly like we saw happen last time. Right. This is happening, guys, just like we told you it would. Here's the NBA recommending players and staff receive their boosters or face game day testing, right? It's a slow progression, just like everything else. Before it was get your shots and then you're good to go back to your life, right? Well, not now. Now we need the next one. Now we need the next one. Israel's already showing you the progression. Now here's Sesame Street saying, hey, Big Bird gets his COVID vaccine. This is disgusting because children are not a risk. They're not spreading it. They don't need this thing, and it's putting them at extra risk by doing so, except that keeps those teachers and these cowards that act like they need to be protected from these children a small percentage safer if they want to believe what they're looking at. This is gross. This is grown-ups using children as a safety barrier, and it's not even actually doing what they think it is. It's putting everybody at more risk, and it's very disgusting that they're using people like Sesame Street to coerce children. Why are you even speaking at the children? Are they making the choices? Well, I know you guys have said they could, even though it's ridiculous to say that they're allowed to make their own choices and consent for an injection, yet they can't buy cigarettes. But you're acting like the parents have to consent, and yet here we are directing it at the children. Do you want them to go run to the parents and say, Mom, I want my injection like we want lollipops? Yeah, that's exactly what they're trying to do. This is some dark, twisted propaganda right here. I agree. And here's a joke, by the way, which is perfectly spot on. Hey, it's a GoFundMe page that they've removed. I knew that was going to happen. Here's the GoFundMe page. Big Bird's myocarditis, organized by Big Bird. Exactly. Because we don't like to talk about the real issue. Well, here's another one. Play School unveils Vaccinate Me Elmo. Yay! Of course, right? Of course we'd expect them to come out with something like that. Except it's from the Babylon Bee. But the craziest part about that is that you didn't think so until I showed you that, probably. I mean, it's not that far different, is it? Here's Big Bird saying, get the shot with me on Sesame Street. It's one more step to put out a toy that's going, yay, vaccinate with me. But just like always, Babylon Bee has pretty much become the real news as things that they say days later now become real. It's unbelievable how obvious this is and how disgusting it is. But in the interest of time, I'm going to actually skip this for a later show. I want to jump in and finish with the athlete stuff. But this is a great discussion. It's like 10 minutes, but I definitely want to play it all. When we do it, it'll probably be the next show. This is Restoff Levy, PhD, from MIT, laying out that you are all being lied to, that nobody, that basically right here is the most important point. Many experts think the narrative is extreme. That's what he's saying, and wrong. But very few of them are willing to speak out. Why? Because any attempt to deviate from the narrative is faced with a wall of hostility, rejection, and elimination. We all see that if we're being honest with ourselves. And he is standing up for it, and he'll be attacked for it. He's an expert. He's a scientific expert. But they won't tell you. 13-year-old male, one day post first dose. Extreme tachycardia, which I'm going to get into in a minute in the next couple things. Different variations of your heart problems. And developed multi-organ involvement, worsening thrombocytopenia, lymphopenia, and hyponatremia. Vax given at the school. Hospitalized 8 days. Per the CDC definition, would be counted as unvaccinated. Think about that. Got the injection, went to the hospital, and that's an unvaccinated hospitalization for children. See how that's working? Here's the event. You can look at it for yourself. Very upsetting that this is happening and they're allowing this to happen. 13-year-old. Three more reports of teen deaths after COVID vaccines as reported injuries exceed 850,000 on the VAERS reports. They're hiding from you. Aaron Elizabeth points out, so this person, some random guy, has come to one of my threads accusing one of my Twitter friends of lying about their small child and some issues the child has been having. This is what's happening. People are accusing people of being conspiracy theorists and fake news for literally just relaying what they're seeing. This will go down in history as one of the most polarized and socially engineered times that I've ever seen, possibly in history. This is what's wrong with America today, she says. It's right here. The point is, just they then go on to list a bunch of things that I wanted to go on and show you. And I'm just going to go through them. But here, thank you, Karen, for pointing these out. And here's what we're seeing. Philadelphia school, high school senior dies of sudden cardiac incident. What does that even mean? No explanation. That's from November 1st. After helping at soccer game. Late student Blake Barklage's high school is mourning his ultimate untimely death. In a letter to parents, the school announced that the senior had died of sudden cardiac incident. Sorry. No more information. No other information about his health. Parents just get he just died of a heart problem. Including his COVID-19 vaccination status, they kept off the record. Why would they do that? His exact age wasn't even reported. If you think that's normal, that you won't know why, how, the context around it, his age, anything, it's because they're trying to hide what clearly this points to. Or at the very least, they're concerned that you'll think so, and so they hide it from you. But it's happening everywhere. This is from the coroner, and this is one we've already reported. Princeton soccer player who collapsed in the field died of sudden cardiac arrest. So now it goes down as not vaccine, despite the fact that that's what the vaccine is literally causing. And we've already proven that, and they've admitted it grudgingly, but super, super rare. But when they end up going, well, it was a cardiac problem. This super healthy, fit professional athlete died in the middle of a game that he's been playing his whole life. Sudden cardiac arrest. That's it. End of story. 16-year-old boy who collapsed during the soccer conditioning at Princeton. Oh, excuse me. I was conflating this with one of the adult soccer players. Same point, though. At Princeton High School, died of sudden cardiac arrest, according to the Butler County Coroner's report. Ethan Trejo died on June 24th following a medical episode at the high school sporting facility. He collapsed in the field during school soccer conditioning as the athletic trainer on-site administered an automated external defibrillator and CPR. According to the coroner's report completed earlier this month, he died of sudden heart complications. That's it, including cardiac dysrhythmia. That's the final discussion. So when you ask, well, what caused that? They go, well, I don't know. Heart problems. You know, it just happens. Sometimes people just die from heart problems. That's what we're getting today. Even children do too. Yeah, but when it's something that is never before seen in this kind of level and it happens across the board, maybe we should start asking, well, what is causing those heart problems? Gee, maybe it's the thing you guys have already admitted can cause heart problems. No, that's fake news. That can't be. What is dysrhythmia? Other causes of dysrhythmia include heart disease, electrolyte imbalance, changes to the heart muscle, injury from a heart attack, healing after heart surgery. So what I want you to pick up on here is this is not some, oh, he just caught dysrhythmia. This is caused by things, and they don't get to just go, oh, he had a dysrhythmia. Something caused this. Coroner determines cause of death for Princeton soccer player. Oh, this is one I just brought up at the same point. I forgot I had two of them up. 13-year-old baseball player's passing raises awareness for sudden cardiac arrest, not for possible vaccine side effects, not for any number of other possible things or issues, just the fact that, yeah, 13-year-olds can just suddenly die of heart problems. Let's make sure we're all aware of that. No, no, that's not what's really going on. And that's never been the case before. New Mexico sports legend Mickey Reeves dies age 51. Now, this is interesting because it says this is a famous football player. And basically who's coaching for this team. And he said, and this is somebody speaking on his behalf. And he says, quote, as far as I know, they went in at halftime. So he's perfectly fine. I don't know if he just passed out or whatever. Then he did whatever. And then he didn't come around and then he was not responsive. So the paramedics started working on him and he never regained consciousness. Does that sound normal to you? He was one of the best prep athletes to ever come out of the state of New Mexico, apparently. Just put it down as one of those random things, I guess. Hamilton Assies defender being assessed after chest pains on the field. Guys, this is constant. And again, I've asked this from the beginning of this conversation. When's the last time you ever heard of an athlete having a heart attack in the middle of a game before COVID-19? It's now becoming normalized. Here's another really upsetting one. Florian Dougray, world record holder in static breath hold free diving, diagnosed with myopericarditis after the Pfizer injection. Possible end of his career. But we don't know for sure. Finally, here's Georgia Clark, who I just have the picture of it. She's probably some kind of media personality. I just saw my cardiologist and the inflammatory markers for the pericarditis are gone. So I'm well and truly on the mend. Except that you now have a 25 to 56% increase of mortality over the next 10 years. But pfft, no deal. I still have to lay low, it says, with exercise and monitor for relapse. So that's totally normal. So you're monitored for how long? I guess forever. But happy to be feeling better. And here's the best part. He also says I should be okay to get the booster shot. Really? These people have lost their minds. If you think that that makes sense after everything we just showed you. Now, here is that clip. I know with I'm going to play that on the way out if I've got time. But before we do that, I'd like to get to here. Let me just read this first. Here's a thread or tweet from John Ziegler, senior columnist for Mediate. I just like his point here. I wasn't familiar with him before this, but here's what he says. The most amazing cultural reality I learned after covering the Penn State scandal, which is interestingly relevant, for 10 years, is that most PSUers would much rather be known for supposedly covering up for child sex abuse than have to admit that they were duped and allowed good men to be destroyed in a fraud. This is, you could think about this in McCarthyism. You could think about this during the second part of that, which is the Russiagate, or the third part now, which seems to be vaccinations. People would rather be seen as worse than, I mean, people would do anything to not be seen as somebody who allowed people to be attacked for no reason. It's just, and he goes on to say, importantly, this dynamic is very similar to elements of the reaction to COVID, particularly mask mandates. Those who forced masks would much rather continue to create needless suffering than admit that they were wrong. And that even kids went through all this aggravation for zero benefit. Completely agree with that. Now, looks like I got about 15 minutes. I don't want to cut it too close. But guys, this is unnerving. You just saw some of the ones that I found myself. My assistant found this for me and start before as I was prepping today. Look at this real quickly. For those in the podcast, this is just a long running string of one after the other of reports of athletes from children up dying or passing out on the field. Passing out, having heart problems, blood clots, heart attacks. I mean, look at that. And this is just a compilation of some, or just a compilation of somebody on Reddit. Put it together, right? I mean, these are everywhere. I can't believe two West Indy players collapse on field at the same time or the same game. How in the world are we pretending that any of this makes sense? Here's another one. Brazilian soccer player dies after collapsing on pitch during patch in Portugal. Guys, this is all happening in this is from January 8th, but this is happening since the introduction of the injections. The correlation is undeniable. Now, of course, you could argue, could there be some other thing? Of course. Until we prove this, of course, there's always the possibility, but there is no other logical explanation to why we're seeing this. This one we've already talked about. Dies of heart attack, 36 years old, in the middle of a game, a professional athlete. You can go through these for yourselves. I'm sure I'll bring them up again as we go forward. But this is crazy, wrong. They're hiding this from people. Not just the athletes, not just the children, but across the board. There is an obvious effort. I mean, I was just reading an article about a coordinated effort to suppress the reality of what ivermectin's possibly capable of doing. Not that it's a cure-all or it's the best possible, simply that it is having an effect and they're desperate to keep that people's view. It's everywhere. And if you can't see that, it's a choice, and it's a political choice at that. Because right now, that's all that seems to be driving anybody's choices. Please help me share this information out. Now, I'm going to be jumping over at 3. I'm not sure if it's live or not, to be broadcasting with Tinfoil Hat Podcast. Make sure you check out the one we just did with Sunday Wire. A lot of good people coming together right now, guys. Very important. Make sure you support people like Melanie Congas, and she put her information out on that show. You want to reach out to her, interview her, help support her, give her some legal advice, be her lawyer, please contact them. They need your help. Whether it's just kind words of encouragement. Hey, we support you. You're not alone. We need to come together. Very important. Now, I do have time, so I'm going to play this on the way out, guys. Thank you for being here. Please keep fighting, because we haven't lost. And in fact, I believe we're beginning to win. And that's why it's getting worse, because it is always darker before the dawn. Overused analogy. But what do you think they'll do if they start losing? You think they're just going to go, oh, well, you got us? No, they're going to dig in. It's going to get worse. But we need to keep fighting. I love you all. As always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.
I see all the people led into deception by the very men bound to care, blinded by the promises, unknowingly sold despair. So leave your herd of sheep and follow this shepherd to revolutionary ends. The world that you knew has changed around you. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. Are you ready for? Are you ready for? Are you ready for the revolution? Revolution. The revolution's now. It's happening all around you. If you cannot see, pull aside the curtain and see the war machine. Time for you to rise up and prepare. So arm your fellow man, 'cause it's become destructive to its own ends. The world that you knew has changed around you. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. Are you ready for? Are you ready for? Are you ready for the revolution? The revolution. Revolutions now, it's happening all around you. If you cannot see, pull aside the curtain and see the war machine. It's time for you to rise up and prepare. So arm your fellow man, 'cause it's become destructive to its own ends. World that you knew has changed around you. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. Are you ready for? Are you ready for? Are you ready for the revolution? The revolution. The revolution's now. It's happening all around you. If you cannot see, pull aside the curtain and see the war machine. It's time for you to rise up. Rise up and prepare. So arm your fellow man, as they become destructive to their own ends. The world that you knew has changed around you. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. It's all become a money game. Are they ready for?